AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border with Mexico has led to protests across the country. Amanda Gonzalez with Common Cause in Denver says the nation is better than this.
I know that because people power is what makes our democracy better. And you all came out in the snow and the cold to show that racism and the abuse of power is wrong.
Protesters are demanding Congress take action to block the declaration. A White House advisor says Trump is prepared to issue his first veto of this term if Congress passes such a resolution. Attorneys general in 12 states, including California and the ACLU, say they are going to sue the president. A woman and three children, all elementary age or younger, were found shot to death today in a home in western Michigan, north of Grand Rapids. Kent County Sheriff Michelle LaJoy Young.
Very sad. Very, very sad. It's always hard when there's deaths in the community, but it's absolutely the most difficult when there are kids involved. It's been very difficult for our investigators, and I'm sure it is for the community as well.
LaJoy Young says they're still working to confirm the identities of the four and that investigators do not believe a shooter is at large. An assistant public school principal, former NFL and college football player, has been shot and killed in a dispute over a parking space in Aurora, Colorado. The Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office says 46-year-old Anthony T.J. Cunningham died today. 31-year-old Marcus Johnson is being held on a first-degree murder charge. Investigators say he shot Cunningham yesterday in a parking lot between two schools. North Carolina's elections chief says a political operative who rounded up votes for a Republican running for Congress last year conducted an illegal and well-funded ballot harvesting. But today's first session of the Elections Board hearing produced little evidence that the GOP congressional candidate he worked for knew about or even benefited. This is AP Radio News. West Virginia teachers going on strike tomorrow in protest of a pending education bill they see as retaliation for a walkout last year in which they won a 5% pay raise. French fencing experts add lightsabers to competitions.
The force is with them. Unlike the plots of the Star Wars movies, competitive lightsaber dueling is harmless. Lightsaber maker Christian LeVuge says there are options for anyone set on being a Jedi warrior.
We have some very basic ones, which are just on-off buttons and with different colors or shapes.
There are more high-tech lightsabers, too.
Which can have sounds, blade effects.
Bouts are 3 minutes long. The first to reach 15 points wins. It might take a while to be as good as Yoda.
But well you have, my old Padawan.
Lightsabers are being looked at as a way to get kids off the sofa and their video games and get some exercise. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.